Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Today, we're all going to be rich. Get excited.
I love to hear that.
Oh, it's going to be a big day. So there's a quarter right now that can score you a whole lot of money. Here's a guy on TikTok explaining what's going on.
You are looking for a 2004 D Mint Mark quarter, and it's going to be the Wisconsin State quarter. You're going to look very closely at the corn, and yes, it has the juice, and we're going to look right below the leaf right here.
All right, so we got to find a 2004 Wisconsin quarter. There's a corn on there.
Okay.
And you have to look like right below the corn. Why?
This little speck right there is what you're looking for. They call that the high extra leaf. That extra leaf is an heir, and that makes it worth more money.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I just can't believe that there's still people out there collecting coins and, like, comparing them for, you know, improprieties to figure out which one is worth money. But I love it. If I have one, I'm very excited about it.
The misprinted coins are such a hot commodity. Mm. This is how hot they are.
Mm.
The record price for one of these is a Mint State 66 for over $2,500.
$2,500 for a quarter that you randomly have in your jar.
It's got to be mint. Remember that. You know, if you're in the baseball card, well, shaking it around is not going to help. If you're in the baseball card world, you know, like, it's got to have perfect edges and perfect ink and all those things.
This just needs an extra, a leaf on the corn. That's all you need.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Okay.
All right. Raven and I have brought our... You know, everybody's got that coin thing.
Yeah.
Mine is a square box, and on front of it, it says, Our Adventure Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for, I always say, that eventually we'll use this money for a vacation.
I mean, how much money could you fit in that? It's like a small, you know, box frame type thing.
Yeah, you know, once you it know. Fills up, then we'll fill it up again.
Oh, okay, right.
I mean, we've had it for 5 years, and it's only halfway filled, so I think it's going to take a while.
This adventure's never going to happen, basically.
Yeah.
You know what? Mine used to fill up pretty quickly. Describe mine there, Producer Sean.
It's just a circular container, a jug with coins in it. It looks like it could count it, too.
Yes, it does count it automatically. Unfortunately, the kid went in there and raided my coins at some point, so the count is inaccurate.
Oh, no.
So once we empty that thing today, we should reset it, probably.
So
that would make sense.
Here's what we're going to do. Throughout the show today, Producer Sean, you're going to go through all our change here.
Yeah.
And you're going to be looking for these 2004 Wisconsin quarters. And holy smokes, if we find one and it has an inaccurate corn leaf... Oh, it's going to be a whole lot of money in our pockets.
Couple rules here, and you know, I've already let Sean know is that if he finds one in my coins, he gets 25% of the cash.
Uh-huh.
Keep my coins away from her coins, Sean. I'm very, very particular about my coins. I don't want my coins touching her coins.
Well, I just don't want them to get confused, because if I have the coins that are going to make me rich, I certainly don't want to give them to you.
Oh, you're not going to share anything?
No.
Oh, that's nice to know.
Yeah. Sean, I'll give you a bonus, but we're going to let it be a surprise on how much it's going to be, depending on what it is.
That doesn't sound like more than 10%.
All right. So we'll check in with Sean throughout the show. We'll see how we're doing. We'll see how rich we are by the end of the show.
All right.
Yep. Great news. Unbelievable news. We're going to be rich.
I can't wait. I am so excited for this. Tell me how.
Okay. So if you have like a big thing of change, or you even have some in your pocketbook, you're going to want to take it out and check. So if you missed it earlier, this is what's been trending.
You are looking for a 2004 D Mint Mark quarter, and it's going to be the Wisconsin State quarter. You're going to look very closely at the corn, and we're going to look right below the leaf. This little speck right there is what you're looking for. They call that the high extra leaf. that extra leaf is an heir, and that makes it worth more money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's looking for 2004 State Quarter of Wisconsin. Flip it over, look to where it has the corn ear on it, and if there's an extra leaf, it could be worth a whole bunch of money. Listen how much.
The record price for one of these is a Mint State 66 for over $2,500.
Woo!
What, the internet is an amazing place, right? Here's just this guy booming about quarters out there, and he sounds like he's famous. Yeah. He sounds like he's talking to a million people with this message right now.
Raven and I brought in our change, and producer Sean has been given the task today to go through our big buckets of change to see if either of us have one of these quarters. And we're looking for an update. Sean, what's been going on so far? I see that there's, I mean, you still got a lot of work to do. I can see through our window.
Yeah. So I went through Raven's. I'm going to save the result for what I found from Raven's after.
What? Wait a minute, what?
It's the anticipation, Raven. It's the anticipation.
Okay.
I began going through Anna's.
Okay.
And I stopped myself because I found what ended up being a 1,500 Spanish coin.
What?
Yeah. Could be worth more than the quarters.
Wait a minute, what?
And then I found out it was a copy. So, you know, okay. Not worth anything.
Hold on. First of all, where did a 1,500 Spanish coin end up in my... Oh, wait a minute.
No. Why is she asking me?
Wait, why is it a... It's not real?
Nope. On the back, it says copy, and I looked it up online. It says these... The fake ones often have copy written on it or imprinted in it.
You are walking the cobblestone streets
in
Spain in a large red dress. A man came up to you.
Yeah.
And I said, a penny for your thoughts. And indeed, he actually handed you a golden coin. Is this a real thing that happened? Or am I just remembering a Madonna video from many years ago?
You're remembering a Madonna video. Actually,
it was a great video.
I bet you where that came from is we went to the Bahamas years ago. And the cab driver gave Hayden, my older daughter, a bunch of coins. And, like, you know, and he called them treasures. Like, here's some treasures. So
fake Spanish coins.
Yeah. And I was, so, like, we got home and she was like, Mommy, what do I do with these? And I'm like, just put them in the, like, the coin thing.
Right.
And that's probably what it is. Unless I went to, like, you know, Walmart and they gave that to me as change, fake Spanish coins, which doesn't seem to make any sense.
I'm guessing not.
Right.
I will say Anna's had her coin jar has had more interesting things in it besides just, you know, coins.
But is there a 2004 Wisconsin coin with a corn?
That's what I'm saying. Interesting. Does that translate to money? I want to know about the money.
I don't know. Maybe
the money, Sean.
Maybe I have to get back to you guys on that.
What?
All right. We'll check in with Sean later.
This is painful.
I know. We're going to be rich.
I can't wait.
Get excited. Here's your chance to win a ton of cash, okay? So if you've missed it, throughout the day, we've been talking about this.
You are looking for a 2004 D Mint Mark quarter, and it's going to be the Wisconsin State quarter. You're going to look very closely at the corn, and we're going to look right below the leaf. This little speck right there is what you're looking for. They call that the high extra leaf. That extra leaf is an heir, and that makes it worth more money.
$2,500 to $4,000 if you find the 2004 Wisconsin quarter that has an extra leaf on the corn.
Due to an error, I want you to imagine that you are the proud coin carver for the molds for the coins.
Yeah.
And you've been doing this forever. Your family's been in this for hundreds of years now. You're I mean, basically the king of your community.
Mm-hmm.
And then you make an error like this.
There's rumors I read online. I wasn't going to go there, but I read it on the dark web that the people do this on purpose.
Oh,
they
yeah.
do it on purpose.
Right. And then there's this money out there to make.
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of like their own retirement. They go out there and collect those coins before anybody else.
Producer Sean has been given the task all day long. We brought in all our spare change. Sean, you've gone through our big buckets of change.
Yes, I have.
All right. What do you have to report back? Are we rich?
All right. I actually have some really, really exciting news. I'm going to take a moment with the anticipation, just so I can kill you guys for a second.
Tell me. You've been doing it all morning. You've been doing it all day.
Raven, why are there Dave and Buster's quarters in your thing here?
Because I love video games.
So why is it in your money thing?
Is it a silly question?
Anna, you got funny money in yours. You have fake cash in yours. I don't want to hear that.
Well, yeah, but that was a mistake. I thought that was real money. I didn't know it was fake.
All right, drum roll, okay?
Yeah, okay. I don't have one ready. I wish you had told me ahead of time.
I found two Wisconsin quarters in Raven's change jar.
Oh, look at this. I'm going to be so rich.
One does not have it, but the other one...
What?
...doesn't have it either.
I found a rim shot.
Oh.
I just wanted to kill you guys with it, that's all.
Wait, let me see them. Let me see. Let me make sure. Let me see. It's exciting that you
have
two.
You were both so excited.
Wow. I mean, it is impressive. All right, listen, man. Relax yourself over there.
Well, I mean, it's cool that you have the Wisconsin 2004, but the he's right. They don't have the extra leaf.
Oh, I looked really hard at those.
Yeah.
I really wanted to see the one.
So what is the, is there any exciting news or no?
No, not at all.
I think that was
exciting for me to let you both down.
What? That's it? That's the end of this? That's the end of the day? Is that we didn't make any money?
Man, we thought it was going to be such a big day.
I mean, I brought in so much change.
Right.
Did you at least count how much it is so I could like buy us lunch?
I have like three more like quarters outside.
Yeah, no, you had like $48 and then Raven only had like 60 something.
Oh.
60 something though.
It's pretty good.
Hey.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's good.
All right.
I'll let it keep sitting there.
Check your change at home tonight.